Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleutianerkamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Emily Files. This week on AK, disaster response. The first responders in any disaster include firefighters and emergency medical technicians. Capital City Fire and Rescue and the International Firefighters Association recently held a unique event in Juneau, designed to demonstrate the rigors of the job to those unfamiliar with their routine. It was a golden opportunity for KTOO's Matt Miller. He got to play a firefighter for a whole day.
Many little boys and girls dream of becoming a firefighter. This is the first chance I've had to dress up as a fireman since running home to see after-school reruns of Squad 51's Gage and DeSoto.
Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Yes.
Capital City Fire and Rescue Captain John Krebsbach says their day-long experience is designed to show local policymakers and the media how to operate an effective fire department in any community.
The purpose is to demonstrate the need for more staffing. That's the whole gist of the. There's three main points we're trying to get out of this whole thing, that our jobs are time sensitive, they're labor intensive, and highly technical.
I get to use all the usual firefighters' tools, the bunker or turnout gear, the boots, the helmet, fire-resistant hood, and the SCBA, or self-contained breathing apparatus. Those are the air packs used while entering a smoke-filled structure.
Okay, suck in. There you go.
I'm essentially wearing another 60 pounds. I've already climbed a truck ladder, operated a hose for defensive fire operations, used a chainsaw to ventilate a roof, and entered smoke-filled rooms to douse fires or find victims.
And I don't feel a pulse. So, Matt, I need you to start doing CPR on this guy.
But it's this next exercise that is the most revealing. It's a medical call.
Like this, Matt.
Something is wrong with the victim. We don't know anything about underlying health issues yet, but his heart has stopped.
All right, hands up. Put your other hand on top of that.
We need to get it pumping again before we can get him into an ambulance for the trip to the hospital.
It's like this. One.
Career firefighter Eric Goldsbury and I are helping with initial care. We're not alone. Also responding in this scenario are an assembly member, a city employee, and a newspaper reporter, and their shadows.
You're too slow, man.
Really?
EMT Travis Larson directs us to rotate positions, working with the heart monitor, administering medications, respirating the patient, and doing chest compressions.
Keep doing compressions until you're told to stop.
The victim is really a mechanical training dummy that provides feedback to the portable heart monitors.
Everyone's clear?
It's my turn with the compressions, but I'm not going deep enough. I've lost count, and I have absolutely no rhythm.
20, 21, 22.
The patient is eventually stabilized, and we put him on a backboard to carry him out of the second floor room.
Imagine if this is a 350-pound man, how much harder that's going to be. Or if he was in a bathroom.
At 185 pounds, this patient may not be that heavy, but still, it's no wonder that firefighters frequently get injured on the job. Goldsbury says back injuries are at the top of the list.
You're going to want to go higher and higher.
Yep.
I get to step backward down the stairs, holding my end of the backboard as high as I can. At the bottom of the stairs, we put the backboard on a gurney, wheel it out the door, and into an ambulance for the trip to the hospital.
Oh, perfect. We're ready, Dave.
Is that lock-in?
This is why you usually see a fire engine following an ambulance to a medical call in Juneau. CCFR says the number of EMTs and firefighters is only half what they need for the various apparatus. On the way to the hospital, Larson communicates with the staff there, while us four students bumble and fumble with administering medications and air or continuing compressions.
Just keep it constant.
I'm back at it, standing up while pumping away. The ambulance driver lets us know about potholes and most turns, but a sharp turn and I lose my balance, nearly falling completely on top of the patient. Finally, we arrive at the virtual hospital and get the patient inside.
Do you guys have any questions about anything?
He's still alive?
Condition of the patient may be a little unclear, but I know for sure that I just got my butt kicked. What I don't know now is that I'll be stiff and aching all over tomorrow. Captain John Krebsbach says participants of earlier exercises in the lower 48 had similar reactions.
They're usually eye-opening. They didn't realize, you know, how involved the job actually is. You know, it is a hard job. physically demanding.
So much for my childhood fantasy. Playing firefighter was a serious reality check. This is not a job anyone can just walk into. I just experienced, in a matter of hours, a taste of what the normal entry-level firefighter goes through in a full year of training. For AK, I'm Matt Miller in Juneau.